Souls and salutations, and welcome to Tickle Tuesday. Tickle Toesday.
No.
Toesday Tickle?
Toesday.
Toesday. I know it's Toesday. But it's Tickling Toesday. Because today's topic is tickling through the era. Welcome to the Foot Fetish Podcast, everyone.
You will be completely unsurprised to find out I had completely forgotten that was the topic. I've done zero research.
Amazing.
I haven't even Googled feet for the week.
Jesus.
Everyone,
what do you do every
I was
day?
Looking at socks on the internet.
Hey, everybody. I'm Ramon. That's Belle. We do the clips for sale thing. Ramon's face full of feet. She do Instagram. We're here talking about feet for you. Foot Fetish Podcast. Booyah.
That's true. It's all true, guys. Everything you said was true.
And you are just a worthless co-host, but yet the most important person on this podcast.
Yeah, right? Try hosting this podcast without me.
Way
you did. It was terrible.
Way more popular than me, as is right and proper. So how's everybody doing this week? You doing good? Doing good, y'all? I say this like y'all can respond. You can't.
They can.
I wish we had a
they
live
can.
Call-in show.
Sometimes they can.
I think we should record this live sometime. I've said that before. Put it on your OnlyFans or we'll put it on your Instagram. Just do a live recording of this. Instagram will shut us the fuck down.
Yeah, they will.
Only
Instagram
will
doesn't
fine.
Like anything I do. We had a guy this week. he asked if we record the podcast while high.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, we don't. I suppose we could.
We shouldn't.
But I don't think that that would be good. I think that that would be a really, really, really bad podcast.
It'd be
podcast.
Bad. Like real bad.
Like, the thing about listening to people who are high is never fun, especially when you're not high.
No.
And that is like tenfold when it comes to Ramon. Ramon is the most annoying high person in the entire world.
How dare you?
Like, I cannot stand it. Even when I'm high, I'm still pretty annoyed by him.
Wow.
I love you. I love you.
Oh, that's good.
But
I don't know why.
I don't either.
Apparently,
sometimes.
I'm a gigantic asshole
Only
when high.
When you're high, you're just, yeah, you're kind of annoying.
I'm nothing but pleasant when I'm sober, right?
No. No.
I'm the best. No, you're the best.
Thank
We're
you.
We're the best.
Thank you.
Huzzah.
Yeah.
So you've got nothing.
I
Good
have
job.
Nothing. There is no new foot fetish news.
As a matter of fact, there is. I
is
have
there?
Some things. Oh, yes.
Is it this six-year-old who lost both his feet in a lawnmower accident? Because that's not really what we're going for
You're
here.
You're really bad at this. You're
I mean,
bad at Googling. You just Googled feet, didn't
well,
you?
Well, first I Googled foot fetish, and then it was just all stuff about that dragon show. And then I Googled feet.
You got to dig a little deeper.
I didn't. I went to the first page. That
I
was
know.
Literally it.
I know. I know you did. I've got some things. So I guess we're jumping right into This Week in Feet, the news segment from...
I'm sorry, you said you had news.
I do have news.
Okay, great.
So I'm going to get to it as soon as I pull it the
Fantastic.
Heck up.
Ramon has news, guys.
Well, here's the thing. Whenever you do a deep dive on foot fetish news, inevitably, I'd say 7 to 8 out of 10 times, it's going to be about a creeper. It's almost
yes.
always about a creeper.
Yes.
So... From the New York Post.
Oh, is this our creep of the week? We should have a creep of the week.
Spoiler, everyone's a creep. There's so many.
Yeah.
It's the news. The news is about creeps.
True.
Here we go. Actress exposes foot fetish creep after kinky sham auditions.
What actress?
Just a Tennessee actress. Just someone who is an actress who is trying to do auditions in New York.
Okay, so it doesn't sound like she's anybody. So it's
This is going to be her claim to
this
fame.
This sounds kind
this
of
is
fake,
about it.
But okay.
She was, quote, I missed this. I think I need you to read this moment.
Okay.
Read the first line. Say it.
She was porn swoggled by a podophile.
There you go. Porn swoggled.
Porn swoggled.
My new favorite portmanteau. Tennessee-based actress believes she was She nearly fell prey to a serial foot fetishist who tried to dupe her into sending him Tootsie Picks by masquerading as a casting agent for a, quote, barefoot charity commercial.
Yeah, because those are things that actually exist in any reality. A barefoot charity commercial. You know all about that, right?
Well, yeah.
It's a, what would that be? What would that even look like?
So, reading further into this, he tried to claim that he was a part of the group. Oh, what are they called? It's in here. I'm trying to jump ahead, so I'm not just reading the whole damn article. You remember that, the One Day Without Shoes campaign?
No.
You don't remember that?
No, I 100% don't.
Ah, because you don't have a foot fetish. Tom Shoes created that. It was a One Day Without Shoes to sort of celebrate, not celebrate, but raise awareness for people who can't afford shoes. And then based on that charity situation, they would give shoes to people who couldn't afford shoes. It was a big thing. Foot fetishist rejoiced as a bunch of celebrities did this. This guy was claiming to be from them or something along those lines and said that, oh, the director really likes you, but wants to see some pictures of your feet. In order to sort of cinch the deal.
Mm-hmm.
And she went, something's wrong here. And then like reported him to the police or something.
Okay.
Which he's not, the only law I think he's actually breaking is impersonating a charity.
Yeah, I could see that.
I guess it would be a fraud. But at the most, but he's not trying to get money. He's just trying to get pictures. It's certainly unsavory, but not illegal. The purported, God, I hate that word, purported. Casting director, quote, Nathan, told the budding actress that the alleged campaign dubbed One Day Without Shoes would be for a charity event whose proceeds go to underprivileged kids per screenshots. Here's the thing. I could see this guy's logic in saying, oh, is this thing One Day Without Shoes just so he could see some feet? This is a long way to go to just see some feet.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I mean, I don't know about foot fetishists per se, but I know that some men... That's what the trickery is, what they're sort of getting off on.
Yeah, I can understand that. You know? Oh, yes.
I don't know. Yeah, that feels, yeah.
It's unsavory. So I don't know that it's a news story.
Well, I mean, is that the whole story?
There's more things here or there.
Ramon not giving us the fucking...
No, it's her complaining.
She says, I saw it as a modeling or acting opportunity for a really good cause.
Did you?
Uh-huh. There's this screenshot here, I assume from like a text conversation or something.
Yeah.
And he's showing her a photo of what he wants, and it's literally like fetish content. Although these feet are not great. They're very like rectangular feet.
I remember liking them the second ago that I looked at them when you took my phone. Oh, yeah, I get your point.
No,
yeah. they're not great. Not great.
They're weird. They look almost photoshopped. Her name, which by the way, is definitely... Her name is Becca McNair. She's 22.
There you go.
She's got a bad Poison Ivy costume going on here.
Yes.
Like, really bad. There's so many foot puns in this article. This is amazing. Ramon, you're not reading this?
Read it. Go ahead.
It's like I wrote it. Okay. It's like, oh. Amazing. Amazing. I'm not responding to casting calls for like a week after this. Becca McNair, 22, tweeted about the catastrophe.
That's really bad.
Which began after she responded to a Facebook ad for $150 per hour barefoot photo shoot, Kennedy News reported. Admitting she was eager to get her feet wet, McNair responded to the opportunity on a Nashville actors Facebook group. Within an hour, she received a message from the Soul Searcher, who wrote, "Hi, are you interested in auditioning?" And then it goes on to talk about the commercial thing that Ramon was talking about. McNair began to suspect a game was afoot. So great. I love it.
Ooh.
When Nathan requested additional test shots at the behest of his director. Hoping to get her on the shortlist for a shoot, the sneaky fetishist also shared a pic of a blonde model displaying her sweaty bare soles for the camera. For reference, one assumes. Well, yeah, I mean, he says right there. Also, they're not sweaty, they're oily.
Yeah.
Once he sent me the picture, I immediately knew what he was trying to do, and I went, nope, said the aghast actress of the sick scam. I knew my pictures would just be going into some random guy with a turtle profile's pictures wank bank. Oh, he does have a turtle profile picture. That makes him more trustworthy to me.
Oh, dear.
I love that. She added, he was trying to dupe me into doing it without me realizing. And then there's a screenshot of another conversation where he says, hope that's okay. And she says, this is clearly a fetish thing. Are you serious? And calling it a quote unquote charity. And then he sends her a screenshot of this one day without shoes nonsense. And then he says, it used to be run by the Tom's Appeal. Sorry if you thought this was a fetish thing. When McNair accused him, okay, and then it explains the screenshot because that's how the internet works. A Tom's spokesman confirmed to Kennedy News that Nathan, quote, has no connection with the Tom's brand and hasn't supported, and the brand hasn't supported One Day Without Shoes since 2016. Meanwhile, Nathan has not responded to requests for comment. Nathan is the guy, the sneaky fetishist here.
Sneaky guy.
McNair confessed how impressed she was by the hustler's dedication to maintaining his scamouflage. I've never seen anyone be as creative to get fetish pictures before, the model mused. He was very persistent, and the responses were almost immediate when I engaged with him. He sent the photo right away, so he had everything planned out. Yeah, they'll do that.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, McNair wasn't satisfied with his apology. What did he expect me to do after he apologized? To forgive him and tell him to have a nice day? I don't like being gaslit by men in my real life, never mind online. Okay. People need to stop using the term gaslighting because no one uses it correctly anymore. No. Holy shit. He wasn't gaslighting you. He was just lying. Right. There's a difference.
There's a difference.
Jeez. Also, like, he didn't do anything wrong. Like, what can you do? She wasn't satisfied with his apology.
What are you going to do then?
Like, what are you going to do? You got, like, you can't have him arrested.
Right. He didn't do technically anything illegal.
McNair's followers joined her in fuming about the apparent con. This is definitely fetish stuff, wrote self-described fetish photographer Dave Riley on Twitter. Do you know Dave Riley?
No.
I doubt he's a foot fetish guy. He's probably just a fucking BDSM creep. Like, there's nothing wrong with this kind of photography, but why the hell would you try and trick people into it? Next step, asking for page 3 style shots for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Page 3. That's relevant. That's a thing that exists still. One keyboard comedian joked, can't believe you turned down an opportunity to work with Quentin Tarantino.
There it is. Wow.
Added another, he's trying to make the world a better place, and all you can do is think ill of him. I am not mad. I am just sad at how the world has twisted you in this way. BTW, do you have any pics in thigh highs? It's for raising awareness. That's funny.
She'd probably be more popular if she put up some feet pics.
Yeah, right? Unfortunately, this may not be the first time so-called Nathan has tried catfishing for feet pics. In response to McNair's tawdry tale, I feel like they could have said tawdry, but whatever.
Missed an opportunity.
One Twitter...
opportunity.
I mean, the fucking... ooh, the New York Post needs to hire me. One Twitter user posted a screenshot of a Facebook message from 2013 in which Nathan reportedly requested Tootsie shots. You can stop calling them Tootsies.
God.
For the same campaign and captioned with the comment, he is committed to the cause. Scandalized, McNair concluded, it is disappointing that this is the reality women face when they put themselves out there. It's a shame we have to put up with this.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if men were not also propositioned in this way. But I don't know. I might be just, it never happened to me. But then I'm not, you know, going on auditions. So who can say? Well, there you go. There's one of your creeps of the week. Guy trying to get some Tootsie shots.
Tootsies. Yeah, we can stop that. We can stop calling them.
For God's sake, please. And because we have another creep, this one is a weirder scam. That one, you could follow the logic.
Hold on a second. I have to explain to you. I was just trying to Google this actress's name to find out whether she's, you know,
anything.
I don't know. The very first thing that pops up is Becca McNair feet. So, I mean, Becca, maybe lean into
it. Lean into it. You take your fandom where you can.
Like,
she looks like she probably has good feet.
There's a ton of articles about this now.
All right. Guess it made some made this rounds. Including slow Newsweek.
Black Sports Online.
I don't think any of those terms have anything to do with this.
Wow. Okay, but regardless, here we are.
We are here.
Here we are on Black Sports Online.
So that creep, you could follow the logic of that creep. Hey, I want to get some foot pics. Hey, I'm going to lie about an audition. Hey, I'm going to say it's a charity, specifically this charity that existed that showed people showing feet. Yeah. There's a through line to that. Here's a really interesting one that I found. Here we go. Roughly 100.
I found her on Facebook, guys.
Oh, God damn it. Anything else? You wanna...
Nope.
You know, dox her some more there?
No, I'm not going to. Her name is in the article. She's a public figure.
How
here.
She's public.
She's an actor.
Senator, anyway, right? She was a public figure.
Go ahead.
Roughly 100 Houston real estate agents report harassment from foot fetish creep. Now, you might be asking yourself, how are real estate agents getting harassed by a foot fetish creep?
I am wondering that. How is that happening?
At 11:25 p.m. on a winter Wednesday.
Oh, nothing good happens at 11:25 p.m.
Tammy Shipley, a real estate agent with Remax? Yeah, Remax. Jesus, I always want to say Remax, but it's Remax. In Baytown, received a phone call from a private number. Thinking it may be a potential client who worked nights, she picked up. On the other end was a man who said he was interested in buying a home. But okay. Shipley began to get a strange feeling.
Does she usually do business at 11:30 at night?
I think real estate agents do business whenever they can.
That's crazy.
With those kind of commissions, you'll pick up the phone at 11:30.
I guess.
He was oddly vague in the specifics. He said, "I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing you," she recalled him saying. "Would you mind going into a room that has tile floors or hardwood floors?" When Shipley asked for his name and number, saying she could call him in the morning, he persisted, asking her to put on flip-flops. He said,
"What?
Make sure when you walk on the hardwood or tile floors, make sure I can hear your sandals flopping on the floor."
Ew.
Shipley is one of roughly 100 female real estate agents who have told Houston Association of Realtors they have received phone calls from a man known in the industry as the Foot Fetish Creep.
Wow.
Couldn't even come up with an original name.
No, that's a bad name.
The most recent of which came in early May, according to the association. While it is unknown whether the same man is responsible for all of the calls, the association says calls follow a similar script, initially inquiring about a home, then turning the conversation to the agent's footwear or feet. The association was tracking the calls since 2010. When it realized an article advising victims to contact the police. When it released an article advising victims to contact the police.
Ramon can't read.
I can't. I don't know how to read. I never learned how to read. more safety concerns. I'm trying to find out. There's more of a detail. Like, people, they're actually staying in these homes. The real estate agents, I think, which is why he's inquiring about it. It's an odd, like, specifically these.
Wait, the real estate agents are staying in the homes that they're selling?
I believe so. Why else would he be asking them to walk on tile floors? It's very odd. Let's see. No, I don't think so. Maybe I've made that up. I might have made that up.
No, I don't think that's a thing that anyone does.
It's very.
I feel like that's against the rules, actually.
Yeah, it might be.
As an agent.
Bizarre, okay. Right?
So if we had to come up with an appropriate nickname for this guy.
For this fella?
Yeah. Instead of like the foot fetish pervert or whatever they called him, what would you call him?
Flip flop Flynn.
Ooh, the flip flop flim flam. Shit. The flip flop flim flammer. That's it. All right. Show's over. Good night, everyone.
Trademarking that. Wow.
Jeez. Fantastic. Okay, yeah. See, like, that fast.
That's all it
takes.
Why
can't these people contact us?
Well, you don't have a real job, so your brain is processing all this. You would have written all this out years ago if you had worked for some rag, but you didn't.
Man.
Now it's all stuck in your head, all these wonderful puns.
I would have just... the foot fetish... Like, come on, guys. It's not even... Not even trying.
Not even trying. How could you?
Anyway, but I'm proud of myself. That
you
was
did
pretty
well.
Good.
That was very good. Good job.
All right. Is that all the, that's all the news?
That's the news.
All right.
Coming at you. Feet of the week. News segment.
Now we did.
This week in feet. Oh, it's this week in feet.
This week in feet.
God damn it. This week in feet. This yeah. week in feet.
Speaking of creeps.
Go on. You have my ear.
Do we want to talk about that video?
Which?
The one that the guy sent me this week.
Yes, of course.
Oh, God.
Which one? There's so many.
Who it was. It's back here. Remember, because he was, Dude Bro was suggesting, found footage movies for me.
Oh.
Who was that? Who was that?
Right. I meant to bring that up.
Wasn't that the same guy? The guy who was suggesting? No, it was a different guy. It was the dude.
I thought
who
that
sent,
was an email.
No, it was the, no. It was on Instagram. It was the dude who sent me the found footage thing about it was about the Dyatlov Pass.
Oh shoot!
But this was a different guy. This was a different guy, right? The guy who asked if it was the same guy who asked if we record while we're high.
Was it that guy?
I'm pretty sure. I get a lot of messages on
you
Instagram,
sure do.
Guys.
No. Though that's a different fella.
Are you sure?
I am sure. Because I'm looking at the guy who asked if we're high, and it is not in there.
Well, then who the heck sent me the video of the... Man, I'm sorry, guys.
I know, you've ruined
everything.
I'm so
sorry. I get a lot of shit
on
Instagram.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yes, same guy.
What about the... Yeah, same guy, right? Yeah, I told you it was the same guy.
So if you have not seen this...
I had never seen this before, but Ramon says it's been around.
It has been around. There's this creepy... You want to describe what happens?
It's a woman, and she seems to be in a waiting room. It looks like a doctor's waiting room or something. And this, she's sitting in this chair, right? And this old man is sitting, like, in front of her.
Mm-hmm.
In, like, a different row of chairs, right?
Yes.
And he's turning around to speak to her. And
yes.
He's, like, saying, like, oh, I really like your feet. Like, oh, you got real pretty feet. Most girls don't have pretty feet, but
it's not even that.
I
like,
really... no, it's
he's
like
he's not flirting. He's just like objectively saying these things while staring very intently at her feet.
It's the kind of thing where it's like he's technically yes, he's paying her a compliment, but he's not doing it so that she feels good. He's paying her a compliment so that to make himself feel good.
It's hard to describe. You know that feeling when, oh, how can I? Like I said, it's hard to describe.
So it was a Reddit link that he sent. It was from Cringetopia called "Creepy Old Guy Stares at Girls."
I'll put
feet.
It up on the YouTube. Yeah. It's been playing this whole time.
Yeah. Oh, magical.
Right there, man.
Magical.
Oh.
But yeah. So it's clearly I don't know. And listen, the thing about old men is I used to work in retail, and old men have no fucking boundaries when it comes to like. "Quote unquote complimenting," like they just are so inappropriate. And sometimes it can be like kind of cute and like, "Oh, you're so silly." But like, I don't know, this guy came off as not threatening, but like I was uncomfortable watching this.
It made you uncomfortable because he clearly thought it wasn't like, "Oh, I'm flirting with you in an attempt to get something to happen." There was just sort of. I don't want to say it's obsessive. It's not that. It's that.
No, it's
he's
that,
clearly stepping over a line he doesn't think he's stepping over.
And it's that the entire exchange is for his own benefit.
He thinks he's being really nice by doing this.
I don't think that he thinks that.
You don't think that?
No.
It feels it has that air about it.
I don't think he thinks that he's being nice to her. I think that because she doesn't want that compliment. She's obviously not comfortable. He's not taking her feelings into consideration at all. He's telling her that he likes her feet because he wants her to know that he likes her feet.
Yeah.
It's all about what he's getting out of this exchange. And then to add to the creepy factor of it, he looks away several times, like, I don't know, to make eye contact with her or to glance around the room, but always goes back to really obviously, really intently staring at her feet.
Yeah.
And if that's not something you would ever do to another part of someone's body, like their ass or their boobs or their nose or whatever, then don't do it to their feet. Yeah. Like, especially after having had that exchange right there where they're talking about her feet and how much he's into her feet. Like, the fact that he then continues blatantly staring at her in a profoundly creepy way. Ugh.
The other thing that's a bit unsavory about it is she's recording, which leads me to believe there was an exchange before he started. Yes. She started recording that led her to go, I need to record this.
Yes, that's 100% what happened. She started recording midway through this exchange. She was already creeped out before this video started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Don't be like this guy.
Well, this turned into a creep episode real fast, didn't it?
I'm trying to access the Reddit where he sent this, but it's only taking me to the YouTube link.
Well, it's probably just a link to the video itself.
Yeah, I know, but I want to read the comments on Reddit.
Well, I don't know
how
to get there.
I'm not searching
through.
You're
not doing
that.
You ain't got time for
that. I'm not going to the Cringetopia subreddit. That
sounds... No, no, no.
Like a very...
It's
going to
be the same old comments, just a bunch of Reddit puns and other things like that.
Yeah,
I don't think you're going to gain much out of it.
I guess.
There was someone... I got confused by what you were looking for. There was someone who sent us a thing, and I can't remember where we saw it, that gave recommendations for found footage horror movies for you. And I cannot find it.
Yeah, I can't find him anymore either.
You know what I'm talking about,
he
right?
had really cute dogs.
Oh, it was?
He was the guy with really cute dogs.
I suppose.
I thought about following him, but I was worried that that might seem creepy.
Mm, you don't want to be...
He had a very normal Instagram page. And I wasn't sure if he...
That's probably wise.
Yeah. I'm like, you don't want some creepy fetish page.
You're a better man than
I. So, yeah. But I don't remember who that was. Doggone it.
This is him.
Yes. Thank you.
But someone else besides him wrote in.
This is the only one that I remember.
But that's your Instagram. That's why you remember.
Oh, my God.
I think someone actually emailed us. I'll find it.
Look at those dogs.
Oh, my God. The only dogs I care about are the ones down at the bottom of your legs.
I thought you said you hated when people called them dogs.
I do.
But you said that like last week.
It was appropriate now. I also said Tootsie's a whole bunch in this episode, and I want to die.
An Aussie doodle. Look at this one.
What'd you call me?
This one's my favorite. God. It's really cute.
Yeah, it's pretty cute.
I'm trying to talk Ramon into getting a doodle. But anyway, yeah, he says, what is it called? Like Devil's Peak or something?
I just navigated away. Gosh, dang it. Devil's Pass.
Devil's Pass.
Devil's Pass.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check that out.
But yeah, when I find the other email, I'll send it to you because, you know.
Yes, please do.
I don't remember
asking.
Where the heck I saw
I keep
it.
Asking.
And people sent it in,
Ramon
but I
will track it down.
Ramon
is in charge of the email, and I am in charge of the Instagram. That's
indubitably.
Why, that's why I remembered this, and we were able to find it. And Ramon is not able to find the email.
Well, I'm sorry. I was busy preparing the whole rest of the episode. Excuse me.
Mm. But yeah, he has super cute dogs, and I still need to make Ramon watch the Poughkeepsie tapes.
That's true. I do want to see that.
I think that's going to come up soon.
So speaking of Instagram, you've been making some customs the past few days. Despite losing your last Instagram.
It sucked,
you
guys.
Loser.
It sucked, I know.
You're rebuilding your crowd,
and
you're getting some quality people who want content.
Yes.
What sort of content you've been making these days?
What have we been doing?
What did we do today?
We did a thing where I was tied up and gagged.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That was pretty fun. I actually liked the tied up aspect of it. That was, you know what? Listen, shameful Steve.
Oh, no.
Don't you fucking try and tell me that I'm... No, listen. Okay, I get it. It's kind of nice. I like the feeling of like, maybe it's a sensory thing. Maybe it's just like a nylon hug box, as it were.
You do like
I just
pressure?
Like the pressure, the being like... secured. I didn't hate that. I did not love having a sock shoved in my mouth.
Indeed.
It was fine for the first couple of minutes, but after like it got really wet, I started to actually gag on it.
Oh,
and
gross.
That was gross. But you know, fuck it. It's a gag. Like, what do you want?
Fuck it.
Big
shout out to the other custom you had to do, which it was just toe wiggling.
Just toe wiggling. Which was great. I will do customs like that all day long. I can totally do that. So yeah, that was good. And that's it. That's it.
That's all we did. I thought we did more this week.
We did a bunch this past weekend.
We
didn't
did.
We?
There was a few that wanted some things. I can't remember what they were though.
I don't
it's
even
a blur.
Remember. I don't remember either.
Wasn't any smothering, goddammit. Nobody's asking
no,
for that.
No, nobody wants smothering. Nobody wants you.
Though we might make one for Funk Soul Brother.
That's right. We need to make him another one.
Because Funk Soul Brother.
He's our big patron.
That's the MVP.
He's our
that's
best
right.
patron.
The big bald patron who said, boom, here's some cash.
He's not bald.
I want a custom. Hmm? No, bald. Big bald.
Oh.
Big balls. Fucking melons.
Ramon means balls. I
Cajones.
Thought he meant big bald. I'm like, no, he's got hair.
He's got raging grapefruits. Yeah.
Is that your Vince McMahon?
It's close to it. Yeah.
All right, nice.
Oh, shoot. What was I looking up? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Every time, and I told him this the last time I talked to him, every time I hear or see the name Funk Soul Brother, I get that song stuck in my head. Like all the time. Like, it's in my head right now. Who made that song? Who was that? I'm going to look it up. I'm going to look it up. And Ramon is also looking something up. So I have to vet. And time after time. What the fuck? Fatboy Slim.
There you go. Sorry, you had to vamp a bit.
Yeah.
Vamparino.
It was Fatboy Slim.
The hell were we talking about?
Funk
Soul Brother. So Funk Soul
Brother.
We were
talking about customs.
The big grapefruits. Yeah, we'll make Funk Soul Brother a good foot smothering one. Because we haven't made one in a bit.
You're really into Funk Soul Brother's balls right now. What's that about?
Raging balls.
Oh my God.
How do balls be raging? That's pretty horrible.
I mean, if you get like a really bad rash or something.
So moving ahead to Ramon's footnotes.
Oh, it's footnotes time.
I have a little title now. Ramon's footnotes.
You
pretty
do?
Proud of it. Yeah, it's right there. You see it? You're going to demonetize us. Now I got to cut that out.
No, that was like 5 seconds.
It's fine. We don't make any money on the YouTube anyway.
No,
we
no.
We don't have enough subscribers yet.
No, also, I don't think that we could be monetized.
It'd be real hard.
I follow a bunch of creepy, scary story, disaster, human, like nightmare
sure.
sort of podcasts. And basically, like, they can't say words like killed.
Or, yeah.
Like, they can't, you can't,
they can't
use
say suicide.
Words. They can't say suicide. They can't say,
the
like,
fact that I said that just now just demonetized
yeah,
this video.
Right, yeah.
They have to say, what someone said it weird in a video last night, self-terminated?
Self-terminated, yeah, she self-terminated.
Like, no one can figure out what that means?
Right.
The whole thing's stupid.
I listened to this one, and they can't use the term sexual assault. They say S-A. Oh, she was S-A'd. And I'm like, just come on,
listen,
guys. Like,
I don't want to sound
so
like,
stupid when you say
I don't
want
to sound like a raging boomer.
But, everything's raging with you tonight. Jeez.
God, I'm sorry. It's what I, you know what I
is
do.
Is this about snowflakes?
It's a little bit about snowflakes.
Nice. Like, listen, trigger warning, everyone. He's going to talk about snowflakes.
I certainly think there was a time when we got away with saying all kinds of bullshit that we probably shouldn't have said. But now I think we've swung too far the other way when we can't say suicide
yeah.
on a podcast without...
Right. Especially
or a
because
YouTube
it's
video.
Not, no one's like, oh, yeah, suicide's great. Everyone should do it.
Pretty
they're talking about like, oh, this is horrible and it was a tragedy.
Right.
Like,
but that will demonetize. It's all the algorithms. That's the problem. We built these machines that look for these things.
It's the robots.
It's the robots.
It's the robots.
So, boom. Back to my... There you
okay,
go.
Anyway.
Ramon's footnotes. Yay. A couple of things. So, an interesting moment of feat that we never talked about in mainstream media. On American Horror Story 1984, which we didn't watch because we stopped watching American Horror Story after Coven, I think, or maybe in the middle of Coven.
Yeah.
I forget. We just kind of got bored.
Yeah, Coven was bad. I was bored.
So this one's all about the Night Stalker. You remember the Night Stalker?
Yes.
Richard Ramirez?
Yeah. Yeah, he was really cute.
He licks the feet of one of his victims.
Gross.
That was covered in blood.
Who played Richard Ramirez?
The only thing I didn't write down, damn it.
Was it?
You look that up.
I always thought that Ezra Miller looked a lot like Richard Ramirez.
I'll take your word
for
it.
And they're both fucking
but,
creeps.
So everyone like went up in arms like, oh, that's so awful. Why did they add this on to this already gross thing? To which the actor said, oh, no, au contraire on Twitter. This came from actual fact when they did a questionnaire of Robert Ramirez in prison.
Richard.
Richard, sorry. Richard Ramirez.
Oh, no, somebody else.
When He took a questionnaire, and it was a bunch of things like, you know, what's your favorite this, what's that, what are you going to do when you get, if you, yeah. One of them is, what's your favorite food? And he said, women's feet.
Ew.
It wasn't supposed to be sexy, or it was just.
Yeah, he's just gross.
He's just kind of gross, but he has a foot fetish, so it was based in somewhat fact.
I mean, he has a fetish for, I don't know, just, I mean, killing people.
Well, yeah, obviously, but that's not the Killing People podcast. There's enough of those.
I guess.
We're the Foot Fetish Podcast, so focus on that. That's a little interesting factoid I found out for Ramon's footnotes.
There's never enough Killing People podcasts. Never. Oh, I'm sorry. Unaliving People podcasts, right? Because we don't want to get demonetized.
They were unalived.
I hate that expression. Like, anyone who uses that should just fucking...
self-terminate?
Stop. No, they should just stop talking.
Another part of Ramon's footnotes I'm adding is my feet of the week, feet that I have found during the week. Because listen, y'all.
Jesus Christ, Ramon.
Listen, shut
okay,
your face.
Okay, all right. Shut okay, tell me.
So throughout my week, I'm going to, and I know you all do it too, you foot creeps, because I do it, is there's at least one person, male or female, whoever you're into, or otherwise, I guess, that you will look up some performer. That you will look up their feet.
Okay.
Or some public figure. And I always think to myself, I should share this with the world. So now I'm gonna. So I started watching Mad Men. No spoilers, even though it's a very old show at this point. There's a character in there who is... I can't remember the character's name. I had it, and it's gone. But the character is the woman who runs the Menken's department store. This Jewish department store that she's trying to make really, like, fancy. So she's gone to this ad agency to, like, get that new image. The actress's name, though, is Maggie Siff. And needless to say, she's a sexy character in the show. And I looked up her feet. Size 10. I could tell just by looking at them in the show.
Okay.
And then I went and looked them up, and I like them.
Let me see.
I shall. Here we go. Ba-doo. It's some feet. Maggie Siff's big feet.
Oh, wow. They're really dirty.
Well, they're dirty in this particular shot.
Okay. Wait.
What else has she been in?
Yeah.
A bunch of things.
Okay. I'll look her up.
You should look her up. But she is really cute and has really big feet, and it makes me really happy. It's awesome. What do you know her from? Probably nothing. You don't watch things. She wasn't in Ninja Turtles, and she wasn't in a YouTube video about colored pencils.
She's
so,
in
no,
Sons
you
of
don't
Anarchy.
Know.
Well, I watched that.
Also having Katie Sagal in that show that showed her feet. So there you go. A little foot connection for you there.
I don't know who she was on Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, I don't know. How much did you watch the whole thing?
I watched the first maybe 5 seasons.
Well, that's a lot. I'll grant you that.
But it got really boring. I just do not care about Mexican cartels. So
that's fair.
I got real, real bored.
Speaking of segments.
Oh, she was like the main girl.
Wow.
She was like the main.
Wow.
Yeah, she was the main dude's girlfriend.
Okie dokie. Speaking of segments that are good, that aren't Ramon's footnotes, we, dear foot fans, for our patrons, did our clip of the month.
We did.
We did it. We
sure
recorded
did.
It. It was a lot of fun. We did it on the clip Jermaine's Grand Prize,
this is my favorite guy from Sons of Anarchy.
Okay, great. Send that to me. Because I'm never going to remember that. Okay. I'm never going to look it up. You literally didn't say a name. So if you don't send that to me, I'm just going to put a rubber ducky
I don't
up
know
here.
His name. His name on the show is Opie.
Great. There's the rubber ducky. So, Opie. It's a terrible goddamn name.
Yeah, he died. He was beaten to death in prison.
Fun. Fun. Really bringing up
anyway,
the crowd.
Woo! Okay, clip of the week. Clip of the week.
Clip of the month. We do it once a month. So once a month, you get a free clip on our Patreon. Patreon.com/RamonFaceful, by the way. Where if you join the $10 tier, you now get access to this. So I've always talked about, Bell never goes back and watches clips.
No.
I rarely go back. I watch some of the clips I like, but I'll never, this particular one I watched a lot. But I don't go back and watch.
Really into this one.
I don't
this
go back and watch things
favorites.
A lot. But it was a nice moment to look back and go, we made this thing. We did director's commentary on it. Creator's commentary,
yeah.
More appropriately. nobody direct the damn thing. I guess I did, but we just kind of let it happen.
So, I don't know how good our commentary was, but I think we will get better at it as time goes on. I was very distracted by the video itself, having never watched it. This was basically the first time I've ever seen it, mm-hmm. and I was distracted by various things in it that were not at all related to like the action in the video.
Bell going off on a tangent? No.
It was just like, what hoodie is that that I'm wearing? What was I wearing? Like, and like, why is my dresser so messy? So I don't know if my commentary.
You're really selling it, aren't you? I thought it went really well.
I didn't say any of that in the commentary. I'm saying it now.
Oh my goodness. I forgot. We talk a lot. I forget what gets recorded and what doesn't.
The comment. Yeah, no, because afterward we turned it off and I was like, holy shit, why was our room so dirty?
Oh yeah,
like,
you did say that.
Ugh.
But go check it out. Yeah. Okay. If this segment proves to be popular, maybe we'll do more than one a month. Let's see
we'll
how many
see.
Of you join Patreon.
We will see.
Come support the podcast you know and love. Yeah. That's
what
good
else
stuff.
Did we? Didn't we? Didn't we? Haven't we done an FJ video since the last time we
had foot job time? Foot job.
Oh yeah, it's time for foot jobs. Welcome
foot
to the
job,
foot job.
We didn't talk
guys.
About foot jobs last time.
Oh well, we got to talk about them extra now. Foot job. Foot job. Foot job.
So someone did request a foot job, so we made one.
Was that someone, Ramon?
It was me.
Ramon requested a foot job video.
Yeah. So we have this lube. I forget what it's called, but I plugged it once before.
It's Ramon's favorite.
It's a real good lube.
Can you stop saying the word lube
in that
way?
I hate it.
It's so gross. I would prefer if you said lubricant.
Lubrication.
No, that's worse.
Lubricavocative.
What?
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing anymore. So anyway, I said to Belle, hey, you got an OnlyFans. You want to make a foot job video?
Let's put some content up there.
Put some content, some spicy content on there. And we did.
And we put it up on the Patreon, too.
Oh, yeah, we did.
It's all up there.
For those poor, lonely $25 members that signed on for all the lewd nudes and FJ videos.
Yeah. Well, now we're finally delivering.
We are delivering, finally. And we'll start doing it more often, yes?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. All right.
Those are fun. It was a good foot job. She did it. Oh, you did it forward, reverse.
Yeah.
You took care of, business.
I did it all the ways.
And I did finish.
He did. Yes, he did.
It was nice. That was a very pleasant clip.
It was fun.
It was fun.
Yeah.
You can check that out on Bell's OnlyFans at Bell's Feet and Ass.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And on our Patreon. So check it out.
Is that going to go on the clip store at some point?
Maybe. Maybe.
Huh.
Probably ought to, shouldn't
okay,
it?
Yeah, probably should.
Yeah. We have a lot of places you can get content. How nice for you.
Go and buy it all. Buy it on all three.
Buy it on all
Patreon
three.
And go to the OnlyFans and buy it on the clip store.
All right, we're going to take a little break for the steak and a pause for the cause. But when we come back, we are talking about our topic this week, which is tickling. It's technically tickling through the arrows, but really it's tickling in general. I did a tickling topic on my own once. I interviewed a colleague of ours, Marco, who's way into tickling.
Uh-huh.
He's a lovely dude. Not the best interview,
I
got to say. But you are way more fun to talk to, and I think people are way more interested.
You heard
in what
it here, guys. I'm more fun to talk to than Marco.
Oh my God, poor Marco. But when we come back, we'll talk about that. Be right back, y'all.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, friends. Dr. Bell from Ramon's Faceful of Feet Clip Store here to bring you Ramon's Faceful Human Furniture.
Human furniture?
Did you know? According to science, the human face is the most comfortable piece of furniture in the world.
Science!
Science. It's the ideal seat for butts both big and small.
Big, small.
Bare feet fit perfectly within its contours.
Contours.
Do your feet smell?
Ew.
Don't worry. Your piece of human furniture will never complain or be able to.
No.
Our human furniture is comfy, squishy, sometimes squeaky, but always the perfect place to rest your smelly, bare feet and butt.
Oh.
But don't take my word for it. Come on down to RamoneFaceful.com and see our numerous examples for yourself with over 700 clips of foot smothering, face sitting, and the finest human furniture on the web today. RamoneFaceful.com. Human furniture clips. Have a seat.
And we're back, 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 and back, back. I need a We're Back song that's not Back Again. And I made it up just now.
How about Funk Soul Brother?
No, I hate that song.
No?
I honestly hate that song.
Why?
I hated it from the moment I saw it and She's All That, when they had a choreographed goddamn dance to it. And it played, like, I remember the first time I heard it was in my high school dance, and I fucking hated it.
Oh, is it because no one had a choreographed dance to it?
That was part of it. But then I hated it more when there was a choreographed dance to it.
She's All That's a great movie, though.
It's an okay movie.
No, it's a really good movie.
You have rose-tinted glasses.
I love that movie.
You just miss What's-Her-Face. We all do.
Who?
She was wonderful. You can't even remember her name. The She's All That of She's
Wasn't
All
That. Wasn't that Rachel Lee Cook?
Yeah, it's her. Yeah. I couldn't remember her name.
She's great.
She's cute as hell.
Also, Anna Paquin was in that.
I don't remember that, but
she played
you.
Freddie Prinze Jr.'s younger sister.
Ah.
She was like integral in doing the makeover.
Yeah, okay. Sure. I just don't remember.
Jesus Christ.
I haven't seen it in years. I'm an almost 40-year-old man.
Unbelievable.
I don't sit around watching teenage rom-coms.
No.
Of yesteryear.
Nor do I.
Yeah, you do. Well, you watch just Turtles all the time. So you had a fun little interaction there on our break, didn't you? That was a longer break than normal.
Yeah, it was a longer break than normal. I have this guy on my Instagram who's like trying to get me to do a giantess thing, which I love and would be happy to do. But he's wanting me to use Skype, and I don't do Skype.
I thought he wanted you to do a live call. It's so confusing.
Yeah, he wanted me to do a live call, and but he's a giantess. He wants he's asking about giantess stuff.
Oh,
and
I
think that on his live call he would want giantess stuff, which is totally great and I love doing that. But I don't do Skype, and he's
sounds like he's a time waster. He's a time waster.
Yeah, that's super annoying.
Wasting lots of time.
Yeah. I mean, whatever.
What do you find more annoying? The really creepy guys or the time, I guess they're one and the same. I suppose it's just different levels of time wasters for you.
I don't know. The guy today who got, like, offended when I was like, oh, yeah, you know, well, here's what I charge. And he's like, why do you want money?
Yeah.
I can't believe you want money. You don't just want me to, like, worship your feet for and I'm like, no, dude, no, that's not.
It's your business.
I'm not doing this for fun. I mean, it is fun. There are fun aspects of it.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, I'm not, you know. This is also, this is my business.
It's always the bow down and worship you guys that are always the ones with the
problem. Yeah, I don't understand how you're going to be like so submissive, but when I say give me $20, you don't give me $20.
It's pretty shitty submissive, quite frankly.
Right? Like, come on.
It's always telling.
How?
Always telling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's someone that wants to be your servant, your slave, but, you know, the second you need a little cash, like, ooh, sorry, right? I got to get out of here.
Right? I got more respect for the FinDom guys because they're actually in it.
True.
Those guys are putting their money where the mouth is.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
I'm putting their money where my feet is.
Oh, see, I love it when you post giantess stuff because your giantess fans are always the most fun.
I love the giantess guys, but I don't think that the giantess pose is a flattering angle for me. I dislike the way I look in giantess pictures.
You have to do it while looking down.
I know. But I'm not. My hair gets in the way. I find it a little awkward. I like doing it. And the giantess guys are always super duper fun. Who's the one guy with the really cool? I'm gonna go look him up.
Who dat?
The guy with like the really cool. He does the really cool.
The edits?
Yes.
There's a bunch of people that do the edits for that. Are you talking about the recent one?
Yeah. I'm going to find him because they're really cool.
I got him. He's right here.
Which?
It's Perspective by Will. And I say that because he sells things. So I think he'd want
to be promoted. His are really good.
You're thinking of someone else?
But that's not the guy I was thinking
I'm
of.
I'm so sorry, Will. I thought it was you.
No, Wills are great, but the guy I'm thinking of is the guy who, he does these like giant landscape pictures. Like,
oh, I couldn't help you find that. There's so many.
You know the one, like, I don't know, I followed him. I'm pretty sure I followed him. I don't remember.
Did. Who knows?
I don't remember, and now I'm sad about it.
We'll put a pin in it. I'm sure you'll remember it next week.
I'm going to find him.
You're not going to find diddly. Well, in the meantime, I'll jump right into the topic at hand, which is part of Toes Day.
Do it.
So, heads up, obviously, we recorded a little later this week for those of you who are waiting.
His name is Soulscapes.
Ooh.
_soul_scapes_.
Oh, yeah.
This guy with like the really cool... He does these really, really neat. Yeah, they're really, really good. They're really good.
Here's Soulscapes right here. Boop. That's me putting it up there using my new editing software, which is also what I'm getting to, is why the YouTube from last week isn't out for the patrons yet, because I started using Pinnacle Studios. I've been using Pinnacle Studios for years, which has been fine for clip making. But the second I start getting a little fancy, and I mean a little fancy. You've seen the last YouTube videos I made. Mm-hmm. They're not that great. And there's not that much to do. That was too much for Pinnacle Studios. So I said, to hell with them. I switched over to DaVinci Resolve, which I already have, which is free. They have a paid version, but the free version gives you so much. So this is my personal plug for DaVinci Resolve, which is a far superior editing software. There's a bit of a learning curve, but once you pop over that curve by watching tutorials, it's a really versatile editing suite. I recommend it.
I'm sending you a screenshot of the picture that Soulscapes did.
That's
of my
so
feet.
Kind of you.
Of my feet. Don't you remember?
Oh, yeah, that.
I showed
that
you
was
that.
Cool. I remember that.
He
that
does,
was neat.
Yeah, he does really cool stuff.
I love those people. They do. They care about their fetish so much.
I know, right?
I love people. See, I'm not a furry fan, but I do appreciate the lengths they go to make their, you know, their fetish a thing. The art that they make.
Yeah.
I appreciate someone who's willing to put in the effort for their
skill,
fetish.
The people who do, like, have a lot of skill.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that as well. I think that the costumes are neat.
Yeah.
I
could have drove a Mack truck through that pause. Holy shit.
I'm trying to, I'm remembering that that documentary that we watched about furries.
Fursonas. I've watched it a few times. I like that documentary. I'm sad it's not on Amazon anymore. I would have watched it again. I'm going to try to watch it tomorrow. But I'll find it.
I find a lot of cool stuff on Tubi these days.
That could be there. Probably not, though. I think there's some monetary need for that one.
What?
I'll find it. You have to be paid for.
Why?
I don't know. It's a somebody wants to make money on it.
Oh, okay.
Dingus.
I watch cool stuff on Tubi all the time.
Oh, aren't you cool?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's where I watch.
You're not cool enough to know about our topic, tickling through the eras.
Tickling, guys. Here
tickle,
we go.
Tickle,
here we
tickle,
go.
Tickle, tickle, tickle. That's the theme for this. Tickle. So, before I get, where the hell did it go? Oh, no. Oh, I'm looking at spreadsheets. It's not in the spreadsheets, y'all. Spoiler alert. That's not where I wrote my notes. Before I get to that, I think I talked about it on the tickling episode, and I think we talked about it. The Tickle movie, I forget what it's called, Tickled? Tickling? Whatever it is. It's about that weird guy that tricked a bunch of straight guys into getting tickled for his fetish. I highly recommend that documentary.
Ramon is, like, weirdly into this movie.
I'm so annoyed you won't give it a chance because it takes such twists and turns. It's so much more than just a tickling movie. But you're
It's also gay and also fetishy and like...
You like all of those
none
things.
None of these things are of interest to
your
me.
Your life is gay and fetishy.
I think you're confusing
you sit on ladies'
you
faces.
With me. I think you're confusing you
perhaps.
With me.
So, tickling. Tickling is the act of touching a part of the body in a way that causes involuntary twitching, movements, or laughter. The word tickle evolved from the Middle English tickelen, perhaps frequentative of ticken, which means to touch lightly. So that's tickling for you there.
Ticking.
Ticking.
Okay.
I don't think I wrote this part down, so I'm going to say it now.
I don't think I have anything else.
That would have been great.
Just, well, all right, there you go. That's our coverage for tickling.
There was an article that claimed that hypothesized that tickling is actually the birth of comedy for human beings, because it's the first time, and not actually the act of tickling, but trying to tickle someone and chasing them. The laughter that ensued from that moment is sort of the birth, they hypothesized, was the birth of comedy. It was the first time that someone tried to make someone laugh. That's what they think. I think you disagree.
No, I don't think that I do agree. I think the laughter that comes from seeing or hearing something funny is completely different from the laughter that comes from being tickled.
Hey, man, I'm just putting
I think
it forward.
Laughter elicited from something like mental is very different than laughter elicited from something physical.
I think you're mental. So.
So.
This is going to be a hodgepodge of things. I did not curate this in any logical way.
Okay.
So here we go.
Great, great. Remember last week when you talked about Star Trek for like 45 minutes?
People seem to really like that episode.
No, they
did. You're welcome. They did.
No, people like my spooky stories.
They also like that.
Nobody liked my
I like your spooky stories. Listen,
nobody liked my spooky stories.
I've been editing
stories.
It. I've been listening to you over and over and over again. It was fun.
Of course it was.
Also, I made some fun edits that I have to show you.
All right, great.
So when you talk about tickling through the eras, you can't talk about tickling without falling on one of two things. One, sexuality, obviously. It's a foot fetish. But also torture. Because tickling
right.
was... and I think is, depending on how and where you are, I guess, was used as a form of torture.
Yes.
Specifically, Chinese tickle torture is an ancient form of torture practiced by the Chinese, in particular the course of the Han Dynasty. Chinese tickle torture was a punishment for nobility since it left no marks, and a victim could recover relatively easily and quickly. There's also a photo from this. This specifically came from a book by William Miller in 1804, called The Punishments of China.
Okay, let me see.
In that book, it featured 23 original watercolors from Chinese artists, and I have that particular picture right here, if this thing will cooperate. Where did it go? Oh, gosh. Gone forever.
Great job, Ramon.
There it is. Here we go. Boop. That is from the book.
Okay. Sure.
Which he got these watercolors from China.
Yeah, there's a guy tickling another guy, and there's a dude holding his head.
Yeah, I gotta imagine that being tickled in that way must be pretty awful when it's someone tickling you with the express effort of making it, because it can be painful when someone starts tickling you and they don't stop. That's pretty horrible.
Abusive tickling is capable of provoking extreme physiological reactions in the victim, such as vomiting, urinary incontinence, and losing consciousness due to the inability to breathe.
I don't like that. Like that at all.
No, yeah, that all sounds pretty unpleasant.
I mean, you can laugh to death. It stands to reason that you could be tickled to death.
I don't think you can laugh to death.
You can. Asphyxiation. Can't breathe.
But once you...
there's also a chance of an aneurysm, I think. I found a bunch of articles.
If you laugh so hard that you can't breathe, you'll pass out, and then you'll stop laughing, and then you'll start breathing again.
I found a bunch of articles. I didn't bring those over because I didn't think we'd get into this.
Here we go.
There's a bunch of articles about can you laugh to death, and the answer is yes, because people have. Now, admittedly, it's not the laughing that killed them, it's the result of the laughing that killed them. Don't give me that look, like Ramon, you stupid son of a bitch.
So it's not the, it's, you can die from laughing, but it's not the laughing that killed them.
The same way that rapid blood loss will kill you, but it's the stab that did it.
I think that's a reach.
I think you're a reach.
I think that's a big reach.
The worst. In ancient Japan,
yeah,
those in positions of authority could administer punishments to those convicted of crimes that were beyond the criminal code. This was called shike, which translates as private punishment. One such torture was kisuguru zeme, merciless tickling. Dutch physiologist Joost Merlo recounts an especially cruel tickle torture employed by the ancient Romans. On the scaffold, the soles of a victim's feet were covered with a salt solution so that a goat, attracted by the salt, would lick it off with his rough tongue and continually tickle the skin. By so doing, the salty skin was gradually rasped away. Then the wounded skin would again be covered with a biting salt solution ad infinitum, till the victim died from the torture. I don't know if that ever actually happened, but I wouldn't put it past the Romans to do it. It seems a bit apocryphal to me. Like, maybe it was talked about once, and then it happened.
Yeah.
But it could have happened.
That sounds,
Romans did some crazy
that
shit.
That sounds Roman.
I mean, Romans created crucifixion, so it's not unlike them to be like, hey, I got this goat. They like licking this. Let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, humans create some insane tortures. So, that's all I have for the tickle torture part of tickling through the arrows. Let's move on to the sexy bits.
Ooh, sexy you didn't time. Find that sexy?
No. Did you?
No. I do find it sexy how I'm pretty sure that you're completely wrong about death from laughter.
Wow. That's what you were looking up, wasn't it?
Yeah, of course.
Wow.
So if someone has a heart attack during sex and dies from that,
yeah,
is that death from sex?
Yes, in flagrante delicto.
Okay. So if someone has a heart attack while they're sitting on the couch watching TV, is that death from TV?
Well, the couch was not the catalyst. Now, if they were watching TV and got a heart attack from watching something on the TV, then yes, I would say it's that.
What if you had a heart attack in the bathtub? Did you die from the bathtub?
Did the bathtub cause it?
Did the laughing cause it?
Yes.
You don't know that.
I do know
you
that.
You have no way of knowing that.
There are
you
physiological
don't know.
Evidence.
What's
I'm sorry,
what's
Dr. Bell.
What's the evidence?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
You do not. You have zero way of knowing whether that person would have had a heart attack regardless.
I think
whether
there's
whether they
signs.
Had laughed or not.
I think you could find out. Because it's usually
so.
Something that causes the heart attack. You can look and say, oh, there was this, that, or the other thing. You
no,
can find
what
out.
Causes a heart attack is having like shit in your arteries that makes you predisposed
you know
to having
you know
a heart
bullshit?
Attack.
Next time we film this podcast, I'm going to have all my evidence laid out. It's not even the foot fetish podcast next week. Next week, it's the dying from laughter podcast. Death from laughter. Mini-sode. I'm going to do it in the middle of the week. We're going to stop and record for 15 minutes.
We're not.
It's going to turn into 4 hours, but we're just going to be a 15-minute mini-sode about how fucking wrong you are.
You are incorrect.
Foot fetish debates. Minisode. Not about foot fetish. The not a foot fetish debates. God damn it.
Subtitle, Bell and Ramon should go to couples therapy.
Okay.
Careful, don't laugh too hard. You might die from it.
So. Supposedly, and this is a big old supposedly.
Yeah, I know, right? A lot of people talk bullshit that isn't true. Yeah,
oh,
supposedly what
oh,
now?
Oh, you're cruising for a bruising. So.
Go on.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
In the Russian court of Catherine
right.
the Great.
I'm excited.
She loved having her feet tickled for pleasure.
Okay. Yeah, she liked a lot of things.
And not only that, not only did she enjoy that, there were professional foot ticklers employed by the court of Russia.
Nice.
As far back as Ivan the Terrible.
Nice.
There are records of many Russian noblewomen who enjoyed this professional service. Regent of Russia, Anna Leopoldinova, allegedly had around 6 different people employed as ticklers. They had to be available at a moment's notice and ready to give her pleasure, deserving of her noble status. I got this from a forum. I don't know how accurate it is. But here's the thing. You're in Russia. It's cold as balls. You're stuck in that court. You got to do something. You've done everything else you can. Maybe this is going to be a fun thing to do. Turns out it's really fun. You're noble. You got lots of money. Maybe you pay for some ticklers. They pay for crazier things in the courts of old. It's certainly possible that women loved having their feet tickled, or someone loved watching women have their feet tickled, and they would employ someone to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, supposedly, these people were eunuchs who were the foot ticklers and became
yeah.
very good at it.
Okay.
There's a whole history of eunuchs being involved with sex or sexual things.
Yes.
Certainly possible. So, got to put that stamp of like possible.
Did you do any research into this except for reading it on a forum?
No.
No. Okay, cool.
But however, there's more. I have more to say.
Okay, great.
Shut up. It was recorded in ancient Egypt, for example. Queen Hatshepsut would use anise seed oil on her feet to prepare them for a ritual of precoital tickling. A eunuch Gross. Would then tickle her feet with a peacock feather and bring her to the peak of arousal. The peak of arousal.
Okay.
What do you think of that?
I mean, sure, go for it.
Yeah, it's pretty great, right? The next few things I found, which is interesting, some psychological stuff. Some psychological thing. Before we get into that, let's talk briefly about some mythological tickling things that have existed. Just a couple of them I found. Nothing crazy. In the Arctic regions, there is supposedly a demon named Mahaha that would tickle their victims with its long, bony fingers.
Gross.
He was named Finger Boy.
Finger Boy.
There's also a Leshe, which is a spirit of the Slavic forest that would serve as the protectors of the forest that would often tickle its victims. Ended up looking like a treant.
Love me some like Slavic mythology.
Yeah, they're fun. So back to the psychology of some tickling. This is all from an article I found online called Titillatio.
Ew.
A Brief Mythology, Ancient History, and Philosophy of Tickling and Tickle Torture. A bunch of this I found from that article, but some articles as well. But that was the main source for a lot of this. In Aristotle's Parts of Animals, he writes, "You seem to have found something that has left you aghast."
Yeah.
I'm going to pause diatribe to listen to you.
I'm really sorry. I was Googling Catherine the Great and tickling.
Yeah.
And I have found a scene.
Yeah.
From a 1968 film called The Great Catherine.
Oh, yes. With Peter O'Toole.
Yes.
Yes.
She is tickling him with her foot.
Yes.
It's not what I was expecting.
We're all
He's tied up in her
scene.
Dungeon. Oh, gosh. I'm sorry. Wow. You know what? I'll just sit down and I'll shut. You know what?
Oh, no.
Go ahead. Post your podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, Belle has left the podcast. Thanks for joining us for all these episodes. We are now, this is the last Foot Fetish Podcast episode until I find a new wife that treats me better.
Join me over on the Bell podcast.
It's a Orcs, Grey's Anatomy, and colored pencils. Wait for it.
I watched one video about colored pencils and now Ramon won't shut up about it.
I couldn't think of a third thing.
You don't, he doesn't know anything about me.
Who, I think you like cake.
Cake?
Yeah, you like cake, right? You like stepping on cake, I hear.
I would. That guy wanted
me
to...
He said it was too expensive.
Yeah, right?
What you were charging for a custom.
$30 to step on a cupcake.
I laugh. So you hear, Belle runs into these people that, you know, they're like, oh, you know, I want a custom video. Great. What do you want? You know, I want you to dance around barefoot like you're dancing on the ceiling. Okay, great. How long would you like it? About, you know, 3 minutes. Okay, great. I do $10 a minute. That's going to be $30. That's too expensive.
Aghast.
They turn
Aghast
into the.
They are.
Like, I don't know what they expect to pay for customs.
Yeah.
And some of them get so detailed with what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And, like.
And it's like, dude, you're paying me $20.
Oh, yeah. There was one guy that
like,
wanted, like,
a
20-minute bastinado.
Yeah, yeah. He was.
The 20-minute bastinado guy. And you're like, well, okay, it's $10 a minute.
Right,
I don't know what he expected
to
pay.
No, right? What do you expect to pay for a 20-minute video?
Right. Like, that's... $10 a minute is cheap.
Yeah, right?
Like...
That's crazy.
That, we used to charge a lot more for customs
These
back in
dudes.
The day.
But I'm not but stepping anyway. On cake. I'm not stepping on cake.
I'd rather eat the cake.
I
won't eat that cake. So anyway, back to my haughty...
That was Marie Antoinette, not Catherine the Great.
What? Oh, the cake. So, in Aristotle's Parts of Animals, he writes, "When people are tickled, they quickly burst into laughter, and this is because the motion quickly penetrates to this part. And even though it is only gently warmed, still it produces an independent movement and the intelligence which is recognizable. Makes you think.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. That sounds like
no,
a big...
No, it doesn't.
Aristotle's... I wrote that down. It sounded a lot more intelligent when I wrote it down.
Aristotle's kind of a blowhard.
You think? neuroscientist Robert Provine posed a rather elaborate speculation which links tickling with both humorous laughter and the prehistoric birth of comedy. I did write it down. He writes, "I forged recklessly into the paleo-humorology fray, proposing my..."
That's not a thing.
Well, he's...
That's not a thing.
Saying it a bit tongue-in-cheek, clearly.
Mm. How am I supposed to tell that?
"Proposing my candidate for the most ancient joke, the feigned tickle. Real tickling is disqualified because of its reflexive nature. The I'm going to get you game of the threatened tickle is practiced by human beings worldwide and is the only joke that can be told equally well to a baby human and a chimpanzee." Yeah. Babies and chimps. Babies and chimps.
I don't believe it.
Okay.
I don't believe it. I don't think that... So you're telling me that no caveman ever, like, watched another caveman trip over a saber-toothed tiger bone and then laughed at it?
Now, see, I think that is actually the birth of the joke.
Yes, I think so, too.
Because it's pain that leads to humor. I think it's always been the case. I think I think it's Mel Brooks that said it. May not have been... Forgive me for attributing this quotation for the wrong person, but he said, you know, tragedy is when I cut my finger. Comedy is when I watch someone fall down a manhole.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because Schadenfreude, seeing someone else in pain is humorous, depending. You know.
You wouldn't be in pain just from falling down a manhole.
Not necessarily. But seeing the misfortune of someone else is often
I don't
humorous.
Consider that to be misfortune.
Falling down a man? Oh, because no. You're going to meet the turtles.
Yeah, you're going to meet
the turtles. I knew where this was going. We all knew where this was going.
You're good. You're good. Everything's fine.
Yeah, loser. So, you've been tickled.
I have.
I've been tickled. Mm-hmm. You've been tickled professionally.
I have.
Which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that? If you didn't already have a mic, I would put the mic in your face.
I am ticklish.
You are.
But I almost feel like when I'm on the spot, I'm less ticklish.
Hmm.
Like, Ramon can tickle my feet. If we're just lying on the couch, Ramon can tickle my feet.
Yes.
But, I'm tied up and Ramon's got a... I don't know. I feel like I'm less ticklish.
We mentioned this recently. I think we just haven't found the tool that really
yes,
tickles
we,
your
we
feet.
We talked about this. We need to find...
There are things that will tickle your feet.
Like those things that they look like a whisk that go down over your head that tickle your scalp. I need one of those, but for my feet.
The videos that I've seen recently where someone's talking on the phone or they're ordering from a thing and someone sneaks from behind them and puts that on their head and they go... It's my favorite current video on the internet, so... Find
those are great. Also, when you do it to a dog and the dog just suddenly goes,
yeah, that's what it makes you feel
yeah,
like.
Yeah, those are great.
Remember they used to be everywhere in malls?
Yeah, oh my God. If you go to like Walmart, like because they're like, you can get them for like a dollar. You go to Walmart and they've got like aisles full of them like the month before
some.
Christmas. I'll buy you a couple.
Yeah, give me some.
Yeah, I'll buy you
I'll
some.
Do it.
You
I'm
can
tickle get a tiny
my feet
one.
With them.
Yeah. Tickle those feet.
Yeah. You can try.
I don't know. I think we got to try different things. We'll do it.
Okay.
We'll make a clip, and the clip will be what will tickle Belle's feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. Sounds neat.
What? Give us.
Oh yeah. Tickle.
Give us feedback. No. Give us feedback. What tools should we use?
Yes.
For this, what tools should we use? Shameful Steve. I know you've got some. Gross, perverse tools in your gross dungeon basement.
No, our buddy, Dez.
Is he a tickle guy? He's a tickle
He's
guy,
the
right?
The tickle guy.
Yeah.
The tickle guy.
All right. Hit us
His
up.
Store is no longer around, otherwise I would plug it. But he used to be like a very old tickle clip store. Stuck in the stocks he was. That was his store. Doesn't exist anymore, unfortunately. He's since retired from tickling. But he knows... God damn, he would use like toothbrushes, electric toothbrushes. He would have like very specific things. Had everyone in stocks. He made very good tickle videos. But he has since retired. But
I didn't know that.
Oh, yes. He would have some ideas. He called himself a pleasure vampire.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. He doesn't listen to the podcast, though.
So. I don't think he does. I should tell him to.
No, he's too old.
He listened to one. He
old
listened
people
to the
don't
last
know
one,
how
I
to
think.
Listen to podcasts.
No. He's not that old. I guess he is.
He's
We're old.
Like, no, he's like in his 70s.
Oh, Jesus.
Black don't crack.
It's true. But he's a wonderful human being and knows a lot about tickling.
Yeah, I love him.
But tell us what tools to find. Speaking of feedback.
Because I don't know. Like, honestly, I don't know what, like, a feather did almost nothing. Maybe like a metal stylus or something.
See, I've done that to you, though.
One of those little pizza cutter wheel thingies.
Wartenberg wheel.
Yeah.
We talked about that last time as well.
Yeah, we did. Just like, I don't know. I don't feel like you should waste a toothbrush on my foot.
Maybe a cheap one. But maybe that you need the expensive one, otherwise it won't
work. Yeah, I want a Quip tooth. Was it Quip?
The Quip, Quippy.
What were those?
Quippily ding dong.
Remember those commercials used to be on every podcast everywhere? I fucking hated them.
Yeah, they're annoying.
I'm not spending $70 on a toothbrush podcast. Shut up.
Toothbrush. So here's some feedback specifically from the topic
Fantastic.
I posted.
Fantastic. I'm excited.
On our subreddit.
Let's do it.
So as we begin all things, we begin in the name of the clay word, the 70 and the 6. Hey, Belle and Ramon, tickling is one of my favorite things.
Oh, clay word.
Yeah, clay word. Before I even knew I had a foot fetish, I had a thing for tickling. It was so dominant in my budding sexuality that when I'd get crushes on people, it was always me wanting to tickle them. I'm hoping for some kink shaming there.
No. No, I guess not. I mean, depending on how old you were, like getting like
I think that's
kid
fine.
Crushes.
Yeah.
No. I think that's
totally
a perfectly normal,
actually. Normal
way for a kid. Even before kids understand sex, they like have an inkling that they want to do something with this other kid, but they don't understand how or why or what. So,
yeah, it's just something about how they'd move around, and it's still something that can make someone who I wasn't already interested in a potential person of interest. Unfortunately, it's hard to find people who actually like being tickled, which makes sense since laughter from being tickled is actually a pain response. But even still. Excuse me.
Wow. Ramon didn't mention that.
That is a pain response?
Yeah.
Yeah. I did the research I could. I was trying to edit things, man. But even still, it's something that I loved since I was a child. I remember when I was younger watching a bunch of YouTube playlists of cartoon tickling.
Ramon,
how old
probably.
Are you, Clayward?
I know,
my brain's
right?
Now doing that calculating thing. Because I assume Clayward was around our age.
No, what if he's like 20?
He probably is. Good Lord.
It's like, yeah. Like you were watching YouTube when you were
when
7.
You were a kid.
Like, right?
Christ. I was out of college when YouTube came around. Jeez. Anyway. A bunch of YouTube playlists of cartoon tickling.
Kids shouldn't be watching YouTube anyway.
No, they shouldn't. But here's the thing. I watched a weird comic that I think I saw on Foot Fetish Talks, but maybe not. The idea that, oh, hey, don't watch this movie. It's got, you know, boobs and it's got a sexual situation. No, here, watch this cartoon. Oh, look, it has this tickling situation. And that's where your budding, this potential fetishist budding brain went, oh, I really like that. Let me equate that to something potentially sexual. Yeah. Makes you think.
I don't really understand what you're saying.
I think that the comic was trying to say
is
that...
Is this a comic, like a panel? Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. So instead of watching like an explicit movie with boobs,
yeah,
he watched a cartoon with tickling,
yeah,
and just... You think that if he had watched the movie with boobs, he would not have developed a tickling fetish?
That is what this comic was suggesting.
I don't think that's accurate.
I also don't think it's accurate, but it was interesting nonetheless.
No, it's not.
You don't think it's
interesting?
That's
a bad take.
Wow.
We all watched cartoons where freaking Tom tickled Jerry's feet or whatever.
Point of order, your objection.
What? That never happened?
Maybe if you had watched Goofy getting his feet licked, you would be thinking differently too. I rest my case.
I don't know that we talked about this fairly recently. I don't know that I have like a formative cartoon thing that was exposed to me that like formed my sexuality.
You like green things a lot, don't you? Don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. You like sweaty guys in hockey masks? Yeah.
What?
You like guys working on gross old cars at people's rundown houses while turtles are taking a bath? I think okay. You do.
That I am in any way a Donatello stan.
Aren't you into things that are stone by day, but by the light of the night, they live again?
I watched Gargoyles when I was like 11 and 12. Mm. My sexuality was firmly, as it were, set in stone by that age.
Oh, shit. I'm done with you. Back to Clamored. cartoons. One I remember to this day is from Jackie Chan, Adventures of Toru.
Oh, so he's really young.
Yeah.
Because that show was out when I was like,
yeah,
like an adult.
he's getting his feet tickled. That was definitely an awakening for me, and has definitely led to some of my fantasies involving potential suitors, which is always a bummer when I discover they seemingly yet another people who isn't ticklish. Whew. That was a sentence. Very convenient when it's not a very common condition. At least I'm people who aren't my suitors. Good. Clayward.
He's just typing it out. He's saying that like he is into this tickling scene, and then he tried to like meet dudes who are into it, and then they weren't into it.
Likes of tickling would include, as mentioned before, watching the person move around, feeling their stomach tighten up, and hitting that one spot that they didn't know they had, and getting that huge reaction, including but not limited to the widening of the eyes, the shocked look, the boisterous laughter I dropped my phone. That always follows, or the laugh so hard that nothing comes out. It's the best when it's their feet, because it's an excuse to touch their feet. I agree.
Sure. Yeah, that is what a foot fetishist would say.
Dislikes would go to how the laughter might be screaming. And in my head, if someone is screaming, they're probably not enjoying.
Yeah, probably not.
Hearing screams is definitely a buzzkill for me.
Well, that's a
healthy
thing. That's a good thing to have.
Good for you. There was a series of videos of this guy getting tickled, and I couldn't watch them since when he was being tickled, all he was doing was screaming and saying, stop. Needless to say, never watching those videos, laughter is a big part of it. And if there's not a belly laugh or the silent laugh, it has me wondering why I'm even there. Tickling in history. I know the salt water from goats form a torture, but the goats don't stop licking. Yeah, we talked about this. Doesn't sound very fun at all. It was torture, so it makes sense. But it's got me thinking how many people it didn't work on, and if the number of people who say they weren't ticklish now existed back then, though. Anyway, I've gone on long enough. Really looking forward to this episode. Soulfully yours, a clay word. There you go. Good stuff.
Thanks, Clayward.
Here's the next one that you can read. It's from our friend Bonnie Raines.
Bonnie Raines.
The other Instagram star, star.
She is our Instagram buddy.
I'm just gonna writhe here and scratch myself.
He's great on the gross video. Stuff, guys. Bonnie says, hey, Belle and Ramon, I'm not going to be much help with this episode as I'm not very ticklish.
Well, then to hell with you.
Me neither. And isn't it bullshit to have to pretend that you are? Like, they have to be like, oh, yeah, I'm super ticklish. Tee-hee.
I'm pretty ticklish.
That's what they want you to say. And meanwhile, I'm like, I mean, like, you'd have to work for it, but maybe.
They don't have to work. I don't have to work that hard.
So, I mean, again, I think I'm only ticklish some of the time. It's not working. He's trying to tickle me. You tickle guys are getting like half content for free. Okay. Like when you really just jam your finger in there.
Hey, sometimes you got to work.
I am ticklish on my knees. My knees
are
very ticklish, but I hate it.
You do. I won't do it.
She says, God damn it.
I did it.
She says, my neck and feet are the only places I'm even slightly ticklish.
Okay.
I mean, your feet then, that's great.
There you go.
Occasionally during pedicures or foot massages, I'll get that tickle, but all it really pulls out of me is a slight squeal and some foot twitches.
twitches.
That being said, I did get a request for a self-tickling foot video. Don't they know? Like, that's not even possible.
Right. I don't know. I kind of tickle myself a little. Can I?
No, you can't. Not enough that you'll laugh. No, not enough not that, that you'll much. Get not, a response out of it.
No, they just want the fantasy of it. Yes. See how well she can act it out.
Being the consummate professional that I am, I got online and looked up some videos for inspiration. I learned that a person can't tickle themselves.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. I noticed that almost none of the videos I saw featured people laughing or such, so I'm curious about self-tickling and what a foot fetishist would be looking for. I can kind of see the appeal of tickling someone. The laughter that comes out is contagious, and it's kind of funny, but when they're saying stop, but laughing hysterically. Yeah, you think that for certain the appeal of a foot fetishist wanting a self-tickling video...
I mean, it's got to be the fantasy of it.
It's got to be the fantasy that you are pleasuring yourself on your feet. Also, I mean, for most of us, it's easier to film a video by yourself.
True.
Than to, you know, oh, yeah, I've got to get someone else to film it and to, like, tickle me.
That was something I ran into a lot when we were looking for people to film during the pandemic when mm-hmm. we'd reach out to other Instagram folk.
Yeah.
Is that, hey, do you have someone nearby that can help you?
Right.
Most people didn't.
Yeah.
The few that did worked with us, and we did very well.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's all just, like, I mean, everyone knows that you can't tickle yourself.
Yeah.
Like... they just want to see your feet and they want to see you kind of like pretending to get off on it. I don't know.
Yeah, kind of.
Like, we all know that girls in porn aren't actually coming. Like, we know that's not real. So, like, whatever. She says, congratulations on the OnlyFans finally.
Yay.
Oh, and a suggestion on the boots that were causing ingrown nails. Although I've worn them again several times since then and they have not caused ingrown nails again. So I think whatever happened to me last year might just not be a problem anymore.
Yay.
She says, if you're still wearing multiple socks, you might want to stop. That may be causing a tighter fit and squishing your toes together, causing the ingrown nails.
Yeah.
I also think they're called duck boots when the entire foot portion is rubber. At least that's what we call them in South Texas. Maybe because we don't get much snow down here. Keep up the great work and thank you for all the help. And to the community here for all the help as well.
Woo.
We love you, Bonnie.
Welcome to the community.
I know, right?
There's another one there you can read. It's from Foot Sniffer or something. Toe Sniffer.
From Toe Sniffer 2000.
Yeah!
That's like a really weird robot, the Toe Sniffer 2000.
That's a clip.
Yeah.
Just got the Toe Sniffer 2000.
It's going to sniff my toes and tell me if they smell or not. It's going to rate my toe stank on a scale from 1 to 10.
I think I've talked about it, but I had a fantasy when I was a kid that, like, I'd be a professional... foot sniffer that I'd go to. It's I even as a kid I knew, okay, this is clearly just a fantasy. And kid by kid I mean, like, you know the budding age where I started to realize I had,
like,
a fantasy. Anyway, that I would go to a house and I'd be like, ma'am, I'm here to sniff your feet, see if they smell, and if they smell too bad we can, you know, advise some products for you to make them unsmell.
Now I'm with the FBI.
And
I'm
for your comfort,
female body inspector.
For your comfort, you can use my stomach as a place to sit and put your feet right on my face there, and I'll sniff them. And...
Okay, all right.
Again,
you're writing a clip here for us.
It's not.
You show up in a suit.
God, I gotta write this down.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
All right. It's gonna happen.
Let's do it.
All right. Continue. Please, with the catalyst of our next clip,
Toe Sniffer 2000 says, hi, Belle and Ramon. I have voted Ramon's best thing you ever stepped on comment, increasing the engagement by 50%.
Yes! All the upvotes!
I was listening to the Spooktacular while I was out walking and kept looking up after the giant foot from the sky story, LOL. Thank you for the slipper recommendations. I ordered Mukluks based on my wife's taste. I'm hoping to provide an update on how it worked out at a later date when they are worn in enough. Did you know about r/stinky footwear? If you're wondering, you were wondering if feedback bored your listeners, in my opinion, feedback is always interesting.
Oh, good.
Sorry for the rambling. I know these have nothing to do with tickling. Thanks for all that you do. I'm going to go and take a peek here at Stinky Footwear.
Yeah. What is that? What? Like, a fetish subreddit I haven't discovered?
Yeah.
I guess new ones
it
can pop up at any time.
It appears to be like
what is it?
There's some girls selling their
no shit.
Selling their shoes, selling
Son
their
of a
socks.
Bitch. Is it popular? How many upvotes are things getting?
I don't really know how to read your Reddit. I'm seeing zero comments on most of these. So
oh yeah,
it
one,
appear...
two. It's the number at the top. You dingus. How about any number?
I don't use this app.
It doesn't matter.
I
literally
wasn't
look
sure if...
anywhere on there. What did you think it was? 1 week. Was
no,
the
I
upvote?
Thought that it was like numbered from like one descending numbers of.
Let's
like...
sort by top of all time and see how many the top. The top one's got 21, and that's girlfriend's heels.
Let me see.
Right there.
It's got 21 upvotes.
It does. You can see. I love.
Yeah, Ramon's really into that.
God.
He loves that shit.
The sweat stains on a shoe
when you, and
or
you can
a sock.
See all the toes, the individual sweaty toe stains.
There was a girl I dated for, quote unquote, for like a hot second. It was the one that dated like four other people at the same time. And that was the whole point. It was like a suitor situation. I was a super cuck. Anyway,
yeah, that's really embarrassing.
That
for
aside,
you. You were not dating her.
Well,
you were not
falling
dating that
completely
girl.
In line with being a cuck, I gave her foot rubs, but she had like these slippers that had her, you know, sweat stains in them. It was really nice.
Ew.
Her feet smelled great.
Ew.
Oh yeah. But anyway,
she's dating four other guys.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah. Oh, poor Ramon.
Wow, look at the sweat stain here. It's better.
Oh, that's
shoe.
Disgusting.
Yeah, it's pretty nasty.
That's not even sweat. That's just like you're walking around with filthy feet and then you put those shoes on.
Yeah.
All right. I
wow.
mean, that is a...
impressive. Neat.
Yeah.
Time to subscribe.
Gross.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I'm on the correct one. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Make sure I was on the right profile. Neat.
The creep profile.
The creep profile. Creep profile.
I bought these socks last week from Aldi's.
Yeah.
I got a 2-pack for like $6. And they're these men's like thermal insulated
Look at these
boot
things.
Socks.
They are quite thick.
They're very thick. And they're like all fuzzy and like brushed on the inside.
Mm.
And they're so warm. They're almost too warm. It was so hot today and I was wearing these socks.
What is the
and
matter
like,
with you?
I don't know, man.
You don't have to
like,
live this
my,
way, you know.
My feet are almost too hot right now. Like
I can feel the heat radiating from them.
Feel.
Oh, nasty.
Yeah, they're really sweaty, too.
Ew, God. Nobody, who's going to like that? Nobody likes sweaty feet.
What kind of pervert would like that? Gross.
Oh, God, now you left a footprint on my leg.
Sorry. If I were to try and walk around the floors in these socks right now, I would leave, like, damp footprints behind me. It's gross.
Gross.
Anyway.
So, a couple quick little feedbacks here.
Oh, quick feedbacks.
I'll give this one to our buddy Randy. Belle, silly question. Belle, excuse me. Well,
yes,
no.
Yes. Silly question. Okay.
Have you ever had plantar fasciitis or heel spurs?
No, I never have. Ramon does.
I do.
But I don't.
That's not sexy, though.
My feet are...
Some people it's sexy, I guess. This guy.
My feet are in perfect condition. Haven't you seen? They're great.
They are great.
They're, like, wonderful.
They are moneymakers. Here's another one from our buddy that bought the custom that's going to be done when we eventually get Steve here. Steve
right.
was going to come on the 12th, but got called into his job.
Steve's, and then he's like on vacation the next week.
God
Steve's a busy
Steve.
Guy.
Steve's a very busy guy.
Steve's, he's 20. Like, I mean,
yeah,
he
got
on.
Things to do. I get it. We'll get him back soon. Oh, God. Oh, they're so sweaty.
They're
oh, God.
So sweaty.
Oh, they're clammy and sweaty. Oh, why do
they're
we have a boner?
Like really sweaty.
So this is from our buddy. This was what I was talking about, the films. Good morning. The found footage.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Thank you.
I heard you say you watch a movie and it was not gory enough for you. Oh, funny enough, I actually watched a movie that's pretty gruesome that you might like.
All right,
I don't
tell
think
me.
It's found footage.
Tell me.
Anyway. It's called Terrifier and Terrifier 2.
Do you know what? Terrifier has been like, I've been about to watch that for the past like couple of weeks, but every time I go, I'm like, this is probably stupid. And I know that Terrifier 2, it was, I read a thing recently that first of all, it's one of those movies that they're like, oh my God, people are leaving the theaters and vomiting. It's so violent. And they submitted it for consideration for an Oscar. Because
right.
They just wanted to make the Oscar committee sit and watch this like horrifically violent movie of a clown killing a bunch of women.
Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah, it's definitely on my list. It's definitely on my list. But I have been very into the found footage genre recently.
Genre.
I also want to point out that every time I say found footage, it's footage. Footage.
Yeah.
Get it?
I get a little more
get
turned
it?
On.
Yeah. No, so I'm very into, like, I want to watch, like, oh, look at us. We're just a bunch of young people, and we have a camera, and we're making a fake documentary about something. But oops, it's actually scary.
Pretty simple formula. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Most of the time it doesn't, but I found a couple of good gems here and
some
there.
Some gems.
Yeah.
Here's a quick one from back in September from Shameful Steve.
Oh, it's an old one from Shameful Steve. Are you sure we haven't read it? We read all of Shameful Steve.
I don't think we read this one.
Let me see.
Hey, Bell and Ramon.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay, fine. There you go.
Hey, Bell and Ramon. Feedback for the Reddit feedback. Oh, yeah. Fuck those guys. All they're looking for is some free jerk-off material. Don't listen to a word of it. Like you say, you can only talk about feet so much without being horrifically boring. This is in response to the episode where, I don't know, Ramon just, like, broke my heart and told me that people don't like our podcast because people stopped listening to our podcast because they didn't like me. Because I talked about...
Oh, you went on too many tangents.
Because I talked about orcs too much or something. Like, I don't even talk about orcs that much.
I talk about orcs more.
Yeah, right? And
God, I got a really good one from Red Script recently. It was ogre. It was the idea of someone being in an ogre sleepover, and they're just surrounded by huge ogre feet.
What is Red Script?
Red Script is an artist that does a lot of orc and ogre cartoon foot fetish stuff.
Oh.
I will show you some. I don't want to share them because he puts them out on his Patreon.
Oh.
Yes, I'm subscribed.
You pay for this person's... How much do you pay for this?
Yeah, $5 a month.
$5 a month?
$5 a month. Yeah.
You give me $5 a month?
What do you want? I give you I give you a house.
Ramon pays $5 a month for orc porn.
I do.
Anyway, back to Shameful Steve telling me how great I am.
Yeah.
Carry on talking about whatever the fuck you want. I also think the feedback part of the show is a super important part of the show. It fuels Belle's kink shame fire. Thank you. Especially if it's me writing in, and provides content / subject matter. I love all the new ideas floating around, and I have no problem with patron shoutouts as long as you don't use the full name. And Belle, I haven't forgotten your spooky story. You'll have it soon. Much love, Shameful Steve. I think he did send in a spooky
story. He did. It's long.
It's long, and it's
not very fetishy.
It's not feet related.
Right,
so
it's like, interesting read, but
yeah,
not really podcast material. And he said as much in the email, so it's not like he's expecting it to be read. Sorry, y'all.
So I really apologize because Shameful Steve is, in fact, his given name. It is his Christian name. And I'm sorry. Now everybody knows who you are. His first name is Shameful. His last name is Steve.
Your feet have finally dried a little bit.
Yeah.
My God. My God.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah, they're good. Well, so what else? What else you got, man?
Wait, we got...
all she wrote?
I think we got
a box full of topics here.
Topic box. Topic box. Whenever you're in trouble.
That's the Paw Patrol theme, guys.
It's the topic box theme. Here we go. The topic for next week is going to be... Here we go. Good stuff. What is it? I got to pull up my
Ooh,
thing. I like that.
A favorite of Ramon.
Oh, shit.
Ashiatsu.
48.
Number 48.
Here we go. Down to 48.
Ashiatsu.
Ashiatsu massages are full of feet and is probably my favorite profession with feet. You could talk about what an ashiatsu massage is, why it is relaxing outside of the foot fetish world, and why it is fun for someone with a foot fetish. It's not supposed to be sexual, But is it to people with foot fetishes?
Yeah. Aren't all massages a little sexual?
They're sensual, not sexual. But we'll talk more about
that
next week.
We'll talk more about that next week.
Next week as we talk about ashiatsu massage, which is something I Google about once a month just to take a little look-see
around.
Gross. I almost got... We'll talk about it next week.
Okay, we'll talk about it next week.
So, hey, you want to write in about your experiences or thoughts on ashiatsu massage? If you're unfamiliar, ashiatsu massage is a Japanese form of massage that involves using walking on people, essentially.
We'll talk about it next week.
But it's about, just let people know so they know what to write in.
They can look it up. They know how Google works.
They don't need to look things up. They have us. That's the point. The more you know.
Anyway.
So if you want to write in about that, write to us at thefootfetishpodcast@gmail.com. You can also join our wonderful community on Reddit, r/footfetishpodcast. You can reach out to us on Twitter at Ramon Faithful. You can reach out, and you should, follow Bell at Souls of Bell and
Souls
at Big Souls of
Bell.
Bell. You want to support this podcast. You love this podcast. There are several ways to do this. Number one. You could go to Bell's OnlyFans at Bell's feet and ass. If you're
you
like
could.
A huge fan of Bell, which we know you all are, you go to her
I know
directly
you like
there.
Feet, but if you also like ass, is there any ass on there yet?
There's some ass. Well, there's some face sitting, yeah.
Ooh.
But we need more of your ass.
Ass, guys. Ass.
Such ass.
Okay.
If you like a whole swath of fetishes, you like, you know, face sitting, you like Trample, you like Bell, but you want other models as well, come to RamonFaithful.com where we have over 800 clips.
Over 800?
It's the number one clip store in foot smothering. It's awesome. It's what we do. You go there,
Crazy.
See face sitting, foot smothering, foot worship, trampling. It's all there. Over 800 clips. Come check us out. Or if you want to be the big bald balls, cojones.
Not bald.
Grapefruits. That we know you have, you go to patreon.com/RamonFaithful, where for just $5 a month, you can support the podcast you know and love that brings you all the fetish news, all the fetish facts, and all of Bell's feet sort of live on our YouTube.
For
also, you should go to our YouTube.
$5 a month, and I need that $5 a month because Ramon's spending all our money on orc porn.
That's right. Hey, for $10 a month, you get exclusive clips, including the clip of the month. For $25, you get the sexy clips. For $50, you get all of that plus access to our vault, which is full of over 100 clips that is only available on Patreon. Only available there.
The Ramon Faithful vault. It's like the Disney vault. But
it is.
Really gross.
It's true. We release 3 extra clips every month for that.
Ooh.
Just for that.
Why aren't they on the regular store? Are those ones that were taken
special.
Down?
Spicy.
Ooh.
Extra spicy.
Ooh, they're forbidden.
Verboten.
Forbidden clips, guys.
That's right. Go check them out. They're fun. They're legal. They're all fine.
Oh, yeah.
It's nothing
no,
crazy.
Fine.
Jesus Christ.
Like...
But no, they're just, we don't put them on the, I literally put them aside for this reason. Just for y'all. The ones that support us the most.
Not, we don't have to call them forbidden. We'll call them special.
Special. Special.
Special
clips. Special
just,
for
just
you.
Just for you.
Little special specials. Oh, also go over to our YouTube. This is all being recorded now, and we're putting these out. Obviously, patrons get these first. When I'm done recording and editing these, patrons get these first. And then they go to the YouTube. But if you aren't a patron, but you want to watch them anyway, go on over to the YouTube. Our whole podcast library is being uploaded there, in addition to these video podcasts that are all going to be up there, too.
Are there commercials?
There are commercials.
See, if you want a commercial free, you subscribe to our Patreon.
Yes.
Right?
Sort of. I think I still put the commercial in there.
Well, like when you click on a YouTube thing, are there like a bunch of stupid ads that pop up first?
Oh. I don't think so on ours. Possibly.
No?
But either way, you get
them
first.
Not monetized?
Not yet.
You don't try and just like listen to the Foot Fetish podcast and you hear, whopper, whopper, whopper,
oh
whopper, whopper, whopper,
oh,
whopper. Sorry,
oh
I really, I'm sorry, everyone, that I just did that. It was probably super loud in the microphone.
Well, at least it's at the end of the podcast.
Doesn't everybody hate that ad?
I'm not a fan of you
How
right now.
How are they not understanding that that is the most annoying thing?
They
Like,
we're
I never want to go to
it's
Burger King
It's a good
again.
Ad because we're talking about it.
It is, yeah. It is stuck in my head.
And now
too.
I'm done talking with you.
I'm sorry.
So that's
I'm
the
sorry,
end of the
podcast. Everyone. You should edit that out.
I'm not gonna
edit that out. Please.
Not gonna.
I'm also really tired.
I edited
out,
it up.
So it's probably
Do more
not.
Work, you
oh.
Can edit yourself.
Oh no.
All right. We'll see you next week with Ashiatsu. So until we feed again.
So long.